Hello, welcome to the vocabulary lesson for double standard. Let's get started. First, in the title, it says, family is uneasy when one sister dates other's ex-lover. Uneasy. Uneasy means uncomfortable, an uncomfortable feeling. It's not a specific feeling. It just means a little bit uncomfortable, not quite right. Something's a little wrong. So you say, oh, I feel uneasy. It doesn't mean, it's not a strong emotion. It's kind of a weak emotion. It just means, oh, something's not right. You feel a little bit uncomfortable. Sometimes people will use this word to describe their stomach. Maybe they eat too much food and say, oh, my stomach feels a little uneasy. Right? It feels a little uncomfortable. It's not, you're not seriously sick, but it's just a little bit bad. So here it says family is uneasy. It just means the family's not really, really, really upset, but they feel uncomfortable. Because one sister is dating another sister's ex-lover. Okay, let's go into the letter now. This woman's writing about her sister Jane. And she said Jane has had numerous affairs. Numerous means many. So numerous is many. So she's had many affairs over the past several years. Now, affairs usually means, an affair usually means that you are dating somebody, but you're also already married, or you already have a boyfriend or girlfriend, but then you're dating another person, secretly, usually. That's usually what affair means, to have an affair. However, in this letter, it does not mean that. This woman's a little bit older who's writing this letter. And so affairs, what she means is just lovers. So this woman is dating other people, having boyfriends, and she's having sex with the boyfriends. So she says affairs to mean boyfriends and having sex. And, you know, again, that's kind of a word that older people might use in this situation. I think most younger people would not use the word affair to describe that. They would just say boyfriends or dates. Okay, but anyway, moving on. And then she said that after her third divorce, her sister's third divorce, she was involved in an intimate relationship with a man named Will. Intimate relationship means a serious boyfriend or girlfriend. Intimate means close, emotionally close. So you have strong feelings for each other. An intimate relationship also has the idea that sex is involved. You're having sex with each other. But it's more than just that. Sex is involved, but also emotional connection too. So an intimate relationship with Will. So she had a close relationship with this man named Will. And it lasted about 3 months. Now, to last, when used as a verb, means to continue or to continue until. So lasted about 3 months. It means it continued for 3 months. Continued until 3 months and then finished. So it gives the idea of duration, how long something happens. The movie lasted 2 hours. It means it was 2 hours long. All right, and that's the past tense. The normal form of the verb is to last. All right, and then after 3 months, they broke up. And her sister decided it wasn't what she was looking for. Wasn't what she was looking for, or isn't what she is looking for, or isn't what I am looking for. It means not what you want, not what she wants. So it wasn't what she was looking for. It means this man, Will, was not the kind of guy she wanted. Not the guy she wanted. Not what she was looking for. So not what you're looking for means not what you want. Okay, and that is the end of the first paragraph. Moving to the second paragraph. This woman now, the woman who's writing the letter, she started to date Will after her sister broke up with Will. Then this new woman, the one who's writing the letter, she started dating Will. And She actually said that she had dated Will in the past, before her sister Jane had become involved with him. To become involved with someone means to start dating them. So you might say, I am involved with her. It means I am dating her. Or you might say, I became involved with her 2 months ago. It means you started dating her 2 months ago. So to become involved with somebody means to start dating them. Okay, and then in the next sentence, she says, we weren't intimate at that time. Okay, so she's saying in the past, in the far past, her and Will were not intimate. Now, in this case, intimate, again, it does have an emotional idea of being very close emotionally, but it definitely has a sexual idea here in this situation. We weren't intimate at that time means they weren't kissing each other, they weren't having sex, it wasn't a intimate relationship, right? They were dating, but maybe just casually, not so serious in the far past. And then her sister Jane started to date Will. Then Jane and Will broke up. And then finally, this woman started to date Will again. Kind of a complicated American dating situation here in this letter. All right. So she says, this time we started dating again, and this time we have fallen in love. To fall in love means to start feeling love for somebody. Romantic love. Okay, and then she says, her problem. There's always a problem in these letters. My problem is that Jane is upset that I'm dating Will. She says, I have betrayed her. To betray someone means that they are your friend or your family or they are on your side, and then you do something bad to them. You cheat them or hurt them, and we say this is betrayal is the noun. The verb is to betray. So if you betray somebody, it means they were your friend, they were your close family member, they trusted you, and you cheated them or lied to them or did something bad to them. So you cannot betray an enemy, right? If somebody hates you and you hate them and you do something bad to them, that's not betray. Right, because they know you hate them. It's somebody who likes you and you like them, but then you do something bad and they're surprised. That's betray, the verb to betray. Okay, so her sister Jane thinks, oh, you betrayed me. You're dating my ex-boyfriend. All right. And then she says that her family also feels uncomfortable. They say it's weird. It's strange. Weird means strange. It's strange that she's dating her sister's ex-boyfriend. All right, and finally she says, Abby have always been the good girl in the family, and I have always bowed to their pressure. To bow to pressure, bow to someone's pressure, or bow to the pressure, it means that you do something that other people want you to do. Pressure means people are telling you to do something. For example, you say, AJ, go to the store. AJ, go to the store. Go to the store. Go to the store. And say, oh, no, I'm tired. I don't want to go to the store. Go to the store. Go to the store. Go to the store. You keep telling me. You are pressuring me, using it as a verb. Pressuring me. Pressuring me. Go, 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 go. And finally, I say, okay, I'll go to the store. I bowed to your pressure. Right? You're telling me to do something. I don't want to do it. No, no, no. And finally, I say, okay, I will do what you want me to do. We call that bowing to pressure, to bow to pressure. So she said, when her family complains, she usually bows to their pressure. She does what they want her to do. Even if she really doesn't want to, she'll do what they want. She bows to their pressure. But she says, this time Will is special, something special, and this time she won't budge. And she says also that her parents and her sister won't budge. Okay, won't budge means won't move or won't change. Budge, to budge, means to move. And it really means to move a little bit, to move a little bit. So let's say there's a big, big rock, a huge rock, and you're pushing it. You're trying to move it. You're pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, but it doesn't move. not at all, not one centimeter, then you can say, oh, this rock won't budge. This rock won't move, not even a little bit. So it won't move at all. But we also use budge to mean change, like change your mind, change your opinion. So if you say, I won't budge, it means you will not change your opinion, not at all, not even a little bit. You won't compromise, nothing. All right, so that's it. And then she signs it, once Will in Walla Walla, Washington. Walla Walla, Washington. Walla Walla is a town in Washington State, in the northwest part of America. And this time, I'm including Abby's answer. I usually don't, because I want you to think about your own answer, but this time I'm including it. It has some good slang. In her answer, she says that she needs to confront the double standard in the family. To confront means to go against, to directly fight against, or directly argue with something. To confront means you don't avoid it. And a double standard, which I'm using for the title of this letter, a double standard means you have two different rules for different people. It's not a fair situation. For example, there's one rule for Jane and a different rule for the sister. So Jane, it's okay. She can date many guys, no problem. Her family says it's okay, it doesn't bother them. But then the other sister, if she dates many guys, they criticize her. They complain. They say, oh, you shouldn't date so many guys. So Jane can date guys. The other sister cannot. It's a double standard, right? Double meaning two. Standard means rule. So two rules. One rule for one person, a different rule for someone else. In my family, we would complain about this a lot in my family, me and my sister. I was the oldest child, still am the oldest child, and my sister was younger, of course, and a girl too. So sometimes my parents let me do some things, but they would not let my sister do it. So I could go out with my friends until midnight. That was my rule. But then my sister, they told her, you must be back by 10. And she would get angry and say, this isn't fair. This is a double standard, right? There's a different rule for AJ and me. It's a double standard, not the same rule. All right. And then we keep moving and we see the word worldly. She says, your parents are worldly. Worldly means experienced. It means you have a lot of experience in the world. You know about the world. It's the opposite of naive. We had naive in an earlier lesson. So worldly is the opposite of naive. It means you have a lot of experience. You know about the real world. And then we see the phrase, turned a blind eye to. To turn a blind eye to something means you ignore it. You ignore it. You don't look at it. You don't think about it. You don't talk about it. If you turn a blind eye to something, it means, oh, you ignore it. You pretend it's not there. So they have turned a blind eye to Jane's dating. It means they've ignored her dating. So they can also do this for the new sister. All right, and then the last paragraph of the answer. She says, everyone should be able to get past it. To get past something, well, there's a direct meaning, which means you're moving and you pass. It means you go ahead of something or you go by something. But usually using it in general life to get past a relationship, for example, it means the problem is gone. The problem is gone. The problem is finished. So if you say, oh, the parents had a problem with this situation, but they will get past it. It means they will solve the problem. They will relax. They will stop worrying about it. So if you say maybe you had a relationship and you broke up and you're very upset. Oh, you're upset. But then 6 months later, you feel okay. You can say, I'm finally past the relationship, or I'm finally past feeling sad. It means it's gone now. You don't feel sad and terrible anymore. And then the final sentence, we see the phrase people pleaser. Abby says, you don't need to be a people pleaser all of your life. A people pleaser, please means to make happy. So a people pleaser is someone who always tries to make other people happy. They never make themselves happy. They just try to please other people. Always do what other people want, but never what they want. That's a people pleaser. All right, that is all of the vocabulary for this Dear Abby letter. Go on to the mini story and listen to this a few times if you need to. Oh, and I almost forgot. We have a contest right now, a remix contest. What I want you to do is download a vocabulary lesson, then edit it. You can change it. You can add music. You can add stuff in your own language. You can do anything you want. You can cut parts, but edit it. You can use Audacity software, which is free. Do a Google search for Audacity, AUDACITY. And remix means rechange a vocabulary lesson. Try to make it better. Okay, bye-bye.